You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
Julie Stewart Banks, very funny. Of course, you know her from Fubo TV. Tremendous job. And she also does the podcast every week, Drinks with Binks. This week, she's got Luke Voigt. She's got Katie Nolan. Had Gilbert Arenas recently. And you can follow her on Instagram at JulieSB_. What's up, Julie? How you doing?
Hey, Chris. Great to hear from you. You just like called me on the phone. It's great to be on your show.
Wow, it's just so weird.
What are we doing? Where are we?
Julie, the last time we checked in about the pandemic, you know, you were using a lot of an ice roller on your face every day on Instagram. How are you roughly 30 days since we last spoke?
Yeah, that's wild. That is a crazy stat because it feels like it could have been 2 days ago. It could have been 100 days ago. Everything is pretty much the same. I actually haven't left my apartment for more than 10 minutes in probably 2 weeks. That's crazy town. And I'm okay with it now.
Explain that to me. Explain that to me, Julie. How do you do that? Like, how do you stay in the apartment for not more than 10 minutes at a clip? And I understand that we're all in this quarantine situation, but not even with a mask, nothing. How are you doing that and staying sane?
Honestly, it's pretty easy. And I've realized I don't need to go outside ever again. So stay in the apartment, the groceries, get them delivered. And there's a system now, so we don't have to go downstairs, that like our doorman kind of just puts them in the elevator, and then you can just like get them from the elevator and put them in your apartment. So technically, you could not even conceivably use the elevator. You could just like literally stay in the exact apartment. I mean, it has been weird. I haven't needed to really go outside. I needed to mail a letter to my mom for Mother's Day yesterday, and someone, like, there was a mail carrier right at my front door. I was like, great, I don't even have to go outside, which I'm also kind of concerned that I have probably the lowest amount of vitamin D I've ever had. So I've been really loading up on that, and everyone out there, you know, you got to take those vitamins and supplements right now. But also probably not inhaling as much pollution. And, you know, all the stuff when we're on the subway and we're out and about. Like, New York is pretty gross normally. I think we're all probably a little bit more healthy right now because we don't have that. But, yeah, I've been locked and loaded in my apartment and have been having a good time with a couch I just got. Chris, I was quarantining without a couch for 6 weeks.
Julie, I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah, it was
real tough. Julie Stewart Banks with us. I followed the saga of this couch situation on your Instagram, and the fatwa that you declared on West Elm. Please elaborate as to what happened, and keep in mind that we are on terrestrial radio while we do this.
Okay, great. I'm glad. I hope everyone from West Elm is listening to this right now.
But I don't believe they're a sponsor.
Really, you know, long story short, it's quarantine time. We know everything's difficult. We know sometimes things are going to be take a lot longer in the delivery process. All that stuff is understandable. But if you order something under the idea and the premise that you think it will be delivered at least within, let's say, 2 to 4 weeks at most, and then it's actually not ever going to be delivered until the coronavirus is over, which will it be? We don't even know. Will there ever be a next year? We don't even know. So I was, you know, very frustrated with a company that kind of just like kept me going in this revolving door, was not delivering the couch, said they were going to do it, did not, you know, I open up spite stores, Carlin, you know me. If someone does me wrong, I will work twice as hard to make sure that then I put them out of their misery. So it was a lot of work, but it was a nice little side project in the quarantine time to sort of have like a rival or someone to direct my energy. And I found that that's sort of what quarantine is all about right now. It's finding these really minuscule, the minutiae of our day, and really leaning into it, because what else do we have? Like, you know, there's not a whole lot going on. Luckily, we have stuff to talk about with the NFL schedule this week and Frank Gore and all these different things in sports and The Last Dance. But for the rest of the time, there's not a whole lot going on. So
what you're saying is, and I can do this without a quarantine, create enemies in your head. Although this was a legitimate enemy, at this
point. Yeah, this is a legitimate enemy. And now I think, at least I hope, I've only started to take down the company from and the number of posts that I've had. And not one customer service rep or even the Instagram people I tagged in 100 different videos I did on them reached out to me.
Nothing.
And, you know, I feel bad as probably some kid, some social media intern running the account. But, you know, you gotta stand up for something. And but I will say, Carlin, with Instagram, it's like I'll see something that's weird and I'll say, you know what? That involves a story. That's something that's a worthwhile thread I want to put up there. And including one I haven't done yet, but I ordered this little gold object for my bookcase. And if you've seen, as most people have, Happy Gilmore, you know, Chubbs, his golf coach.
Of course.
And his hand gets bit off by the alligator, the crocodile. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, the gold object I got looks like Chubbs's hand. It's like a hand with crossing their fingers. And I can't stop looking at it and not thinking of Chubbs. And I'm like, you know what? That deserves an Instagram thread on this. So
I think it does. And I think you better tag Carl Weathers in it. I think it's going to be disappointing if you don't.
Yeah, so that, you know, that's the kind of stuff I'm up to these days. And I'm having a great time with it.
All right, and I look forward to the opening of the Spite Store East Oak as opposed to West Elm.
Oh, yeah. That's good. We got
Julie
a lot
Stewart
of content already.
All right, so you got a couple of really good shows this week. You got Luke Voigt coming on. You got Gilbert Arenas, which let's start with Gilbert Arenas because he, to me, still has the greatest quote in a club ever when he grabbed a microphone at a nightclub and yelled, "Let's all get drunk and make bad decisions." God bless him. And Gilbert Arenas has made more than his share of bad decisions in his career. Fill me in. How was that interview?
Yeah, honestly, it was great. He is unapologetic. He is himself. He is a broadcaster's dream to talk to, and especially as an athlete. So he is joining Fubo. He launched a show on Monday with us, No Chill with Gilbert Arenas. And he told, you know, I had to ask him, of course, about the handgun incident because I was like, you know, it'd be remiss. You had this great career with the Wizards, but it's almost like overshadowed. And he talked about it. He's like, you know, it sucks because this thing happened and that is the thing people remember me for. Not anything else. Not that I averaged 40 points a game, any of this, whatever, but that this is the thing. And it's like, yeah, because that was huge. And he's like, you know, it was a tipping point to a number of other things going on in a very unconventional, lots of issues in our locker room. And some of the players have kind of spoken to that. So he doesn't have anything to hide. And that's why he started going into coaching recently, because it's like, you know, he's a very successful player. He had some things that kind of have lingered that have hurt him, and that can help maybe guide some other young guys going forward. And he told me that Kobe Bryant was the person to tell him you should get into coaching. Like, you have a very enigmatic personality. You're very charismatic. You're easy to listen to, and people want to listen to you, and lots of lessons. And so he said the day that Kobe died, it was about a couple hours before that he just got this premonition that he's like, you know, I really should coach. Like, Kobe told me this a while ago, and I'm going to do it. And he had texted him in the morning, like, yeah, I'm going to go through with this. Thank you. And he's like, yeah, you got to do this. You got to coach. And then, of course, we all know what happened that day. So it was sort of oddly poetic talking to Gilbert about that. But he's been doing a lot of that right now. And he also told me some funny stories about, because, of course, we're all talking about Michael Jordan now with The Last Dance. And he played in Jordan's camp one summer after he had finished high school before he was going off to college, and he was on Jordan's team, and Jordan had like a bunch of nobodies. Like, he didn't know Arenas's high school record or anything like that, but Arenas is a shooter. Like, he wants the ball. So he said he got on the court with MJ and he just started taking every shot. He took like the first 8 shots. He got all the kids in the camp to start cheering against MJ. And he said that Jordan came up to him afterward and was like, oh, you know, you remind me of one of my teammates. And he's like, oh, he's going to say I'm like Scottie Pippen. I can't wait. He's like, you're like Randy Brown. And Gilbert Arenas is like, who the hell is Randy Brown? And he was actually like, if you watch, you know, 5 and 6 episodes on Sundays, he's asking Jordan for tickets. And he's, you know, he's definitely not Scottie Pippen. So he's like, I know he said that to kind of like, get not really get in my head, but just put me back on a different level. Like, hey, you're still a kid. you have a long way to go before you're Jordan. But then he said he called his college coaches, put in a good word, made sure they knew that he had a lot of potential. So he also told me that he wore MJ's orthotics for 4 years because he found his gear with the Wizards when he got there, and it was all just in his locker. So he's like, all right, I'll take this and I'll use it. So he had some good stories to talk to.
Yeah. Is that kind of creepy? I don't know.
Yeah.
Where are somebody's orthotics? I don't know.
Orthotics playing sports. Like, I wear orthotics. That sounds like a nightmare, but I mean, hey, it worked for Jordan, I guess. So he probably thought, why don't I do it?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. There's something, I don't know. Something about that doesn't.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Julie Stewart Binks with us from Fubo TV. Her podcast is Drinks with Binks. Luke Voigt coming on tomorrow. Yeah. From the Yankees. Fill me in here. What are you guys going to be talking about?
I'm very excited to talk with him. We're going to be drinking some scotch. So okay. That should be great. This is probably Luke's first interview he's done where he's drinking scotch. At least I can only hope. So, you know, curious to see how things are going right now for him. And I'm also curious, like, what kind of communication some of these guys have with one another. Like, do they have conference calls like us? Do they have Zoom trivia with their friends? You know, like, do the Yankees all get together and have, the virtual night out? I think that'd be interesting to find out. And then, you know, just I can't imagine what it would be like to be in that situation and reading about what's going on and not really know what's happening and kind of like this stop-start sort of position, not even starting. You're just sort of in limbo in a way. So that's got to feel weird, especially for a guy who, you know, was injured and then is able to kind of get back, and he's like the guy, he's the first baseman, and then everything to kind of just stop. So it's a weird position to be in. I'm also very curious to find out what he thinks about the Red Sox sign stealing news coming out a couple weeks ago that the punishment was pretty light. And for all of us in quarantine right now without sports, like I'm very interested to see what happens, how athletes feel toward the Astros, toward the Red Sox when all this is over. Like, do we just forget about it? Or is it still a thing? Or is enough time passed and enough things happen in the world that we're like, oh, that seems pales in comparison to what we just dealt with, you know? So I'd be really curious, because not many people have talked about the Red Sox and how they sort of, it seemingly have come off a bit lighter punishment in that regard. So yeah. And then just, you know, he's had a lot of success with the Yankees, didn't have as much success with the Cardinals, two very big clubs, though. Be interested to see just the inner workings and how they're different for both of them. And if he hates the Mets too. Do Yankees players hate the Mets?
Well, all right. That's fair. Yeah. I mean, it's a fair question. And, you know, he's so quiet, you don't hear from him. So hopefully, you know, you get him to loosen up a little
hopefully
bit with some scotch. I like that.
Will help me. That's sort of the key to these, Carlin. But
exactly. Joking, the liquor. You know. Liquor. The cause of and the solution to all of our problems.
Right.
You did. Speaking of which, Julie, how did you do this? I have been kind of, I don't want to say annoyed, because I don't want to come off like this negative guy, but the whole Zoom phenomenon, I just kind of find myself when I'm on with five or six people just starting to say something and being like, what? No, you go ahead. Oh, okay. And you did Zoom karaoke. Exactly how did that work?
Technically. Everything with Zoom is really odd these days. First of all, I do believe in the Zoom fatigue. I think it's real. I definitely have it where you have Zoom for work or Google Hangouts or all these video devices, and then that's what you're doing for fun. So you never really turn off that sort of like presentation gene that you have to slip on for all this stuff. So it's a lot. But we did do Zoom karaoke. It was amazing. So many people jokingly, it was my birthday last Thursday, they're saying, oh, I hope you do karaoke over Zoom. And I'm like, that's exactly what I'm doing for my birthday. So what we did, it was great. My boyfriend organized it where connected with all my friends, asked them for their song requests. And then you just get the lyrics up on YouTube and just present your screen to everyone. Now, the one thing that we didn't realize was like, if you're the one operating the music, you're a little bit ahead. So that sucks. So if you're like 5 seconds ahead of everyone else, you can't really sing, I don't think. Like, then we just kind of mouthed the words while everyone else sort of sang. So that was a bit tricky. But you know, if you know me and I'm sure anyone else on their birthday, by that point, you don't really notice those things if after you had a couple of wobbly pops on your birthday. It was great, though. So, you know, you got to get creative. I know a lot of people are doing, like, murder mysteries over Zoom, doing trivia, bingo, all that good stuff. I feel like you too, though, Carlin. It is tough when you're like, hey, there's 6-7 people on. And first of all, everyone gets really awkward because no one wants to kind of like talk or knows where, like there has to be a host of it.
Right.
Someone has to host or like be the traffic cop. It's like a TV show. Like it doesn't work unless someone's sort of running it.
Yeah. And I mean, I get annoyed by group texts anyway, you know, half the time I kind of want to unsubscribe. So I look at this thing and I can absolutely get the message without having to see any of you. And I don't mean that personally, but I just, okay. I'm awkward to begin with. So I don't need anything that's going to help make it extra awkward. And that's what I feel like Zoom does.
And it's weird to see yourself. I find that. I'm just like, I don't want to see myself right now. I'm like, can we get rid of that screen? Like,
definitely not.
And you're just looking at yourself like, do people think I look cool? Or like, how does my background look? Like,
yeah, exactly. I don't want to have to prepare my entire room to make it look like there's something behind me that's cool.
Yeah, no, that's not happening.
Absolutely not. All right, Jules, we do a thing now, which is basically, it's called the lightning round. So let's do the lightning round. Hit it, Ty. Let's go.
It's a bit stolen directly from Craig Kilborn, but we just changed the name to avoid litigation. It's time for the lightning round.
All right, Julie, here's the deal. 5 questions. Just quick answers. Just go through, hit it. Hit it and quit it, okay? Ready?
Okay, you got it. Yeah.
All right. First question. Kanye blank. Fill it in.
West.
West is correct. Julie, what's the worst kind of tree?
Elm.
That is correct. West elm. See what we did there? That's so cute. Julie, you are from Canada. True or false? There is a Tim Hortons open in Afghanistan.
Oh.
That's incorrect. It is true. They opened up a Tim Hortons in Afghanistan for Canadian troops.
Okay,
I thought that was phenomenal.
I love that.
I'm a huge Tim Hortons fan. Mm-hmm. You, of course, host the show Drinks with Binks. Julie, how do you make a Negroni?
You need Campari sweet vermouth. And gin.
That is correct. One third each. I am not nearly cool enough to have known that. I had to look it up. Last one, and this, of course, comes from the French interviewer Bernard Pivot, originally from the French novelist Marcel Proust. Julie, who would win in a fight, a bear or a shark?
A bear.
On neutral ground, you like the bear. Explain your reasoning.
I've been watching a lot of The Office right now, and Dwight Schrute is a big bear guy, and that is where my heart went for that. But
gotcha. Listen, anything office related, you got me. You're in.
I'm 10 years too late to it, but boy, am I right in the thick of it. So
have you just started watching it now?
Answer, though. Oh yeah.
So where are you in it?
Season 5, kind of near the end of season 5. Yes.
Okay. So what happened?
Angela and Andy just got, you know, they called off their wedding, and then Michael went to go see Holly in New Hampshire, but then she wasn't there. What else do we got? Yeah, that's pretty much it. Pam and Jim are engaged.
Yeah. Okay, listen, so just a little tip, and we can kill the music, Ty, thanks. At the end of it, when James Spader appears, you can just fast forward to the end. You can skip the last season because it's not even worth it at that point.
I heard that. I feel like I'm getting near to the point where I can move on to Parks and Rec, which is a show I also haven't watched. So I'm a little late to everything, but I still get there.
Parks and Rec is outstanding. You'll like that. You can skip the first 2 years of Parks and Rec.
Okay.
Excellent.
Great. Flip notes here. I love it.
Drinks with Binks, and it is available where all podcasts are available. Julie Stewart Binks of Fubo TV. Entertaining as always. You've also got Katie Nolan this week, who is as funny as it gets. We love Katie.
She's great.
And Dan Carcello as well. which I think is going to be
great. We had Dan. We had a doubleheader last week with Gilbert and Dan, and Dan was, for all the hockey fans out there, you love him, you hate him, he is doing a lot for CTE awareness, for brain neurogenesis. He's dealt with so much, and so many guys that sort of were the enforcers and the goons that they've dealt with their brains. And whether they were or not, like, they're still, the concussions have really played a number on their brain. So he's doing a ton of research and awareness for that, as well as abuse in the league. As we saw before all the world changed, you know, a number of the coaches that were fired for abuse towards players, and Carcillo was very open about his abuse towards other teammates. So if you like hockey and you like stories like that, we got a ton of stuff on Fubo Sports YouTube page. We got all our episodes there. So check it out if you're interested.
Absolutely. Great stuff, Julie. Thanks for popping on. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Carlin. Appreciate it. Take care.
Absolutely. Julie Stewart, Pink's Fubo TV.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.